What's up, guys? This is the legit boss, Sasha Banks, and you are listening to WNS.
You are now listening to the official Wrestling News Source podcast. For all of your wrestling information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com or find us on Facebook by searching WrestlingNewsSource.com or WNS Podcast. You can also follow us on YouTube, Twitter, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Daniel Herron and Tyler Hebert.
That's right. What's up, everyone? I'm Daniel Herron.
I'm Tyler Hebert.
And we welcome you to episode 547 of the official podcast for WrestlingNewsSource.com. For all your information, go to WrestlingNewsSource.com. Check us out on Facebook, WrestlingNewsSource.com. You can find us on Facebook, WNS Podcast, on YouTube, WNS Video, and on iTunes by searching Wrestling News Source Podcast.
We're on Amazon Music and Spotify. Just search Wrestling News Source Podcast.
You can also follow us on Twitter, X, whatever.
X going to give it to you.
X going to give it to you. Man, I'm ready for Deadpool.
Oh my gosh, dude. They've been doing a lot of promos and stuff for it.
Yes.
Like there's the Heineken commercial, the one where, like, turn your phone off. Like,
and the bucket.
The bucket. Have they done a video for the bucket?
The popcorn bucket.
Like, have they revealed? They did a video?
I sent it to you.
When?
I sent it to you in the group chat with us and Noah.
Did I respond to it?
I don't know.
Dude, I'm lost on everything.
Have you seen the bucket?
Yeah, no, I've seen pictures. Okay. But was there a video?
Yeah, it was like an unveiling on Ryan Reynolds'
I'm sorry, I didn't TikTok. See that then. I saw the pictures.
You need to get
of
back
it.
On TikTok.
Well,
then I can send not. You all the funny videos that you send me 3 days later.
Yeah. Yeah. Does it happen every time, or is there some?
Not every time.
Do I surprise you with some, or no?
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while. It's like once a month.
Yeah. You get one every once in a while.
Oh, he got me on that one. Yeah. Good job, Tyler.
I was like, man, if you were on TikTok, you'd see
I would
this.
See that you got me before I got
It's kind of like Android versus iPhone. It's like, yeah, you know, how iPhone just came out with this amazing technology. Yeah, Android's been using that for the last 3 or 4 years, you know? It's like, yeah, I know.
Damn it.
But I appreciate you sending me stuff because, you know, it lets me know that you're enjoying the content as much as I am.
It lets me know that you care.
Yes, it's about the friendships we made along the way, right? It's not about this
motherfucker just sent this to me. I've been sending this shit before.
Yeah, so you have no problem sending me stuff on Facebook or Instagram, but somewhere along the line, TikTok is where it ends.
I dropped off because I got so addicted to it.
Yeah,
more than these apps, more than Facebook. I may pop in. I don't know.
You can have it just so I can send you shit.
Okay.
I'd be like, hey, look at this.
I remember the inbox kept filling up and then they were like, hey, you have a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they would send me emails, TikTok. I'm like, okay, thanks. Stop.
Well, then never mind. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Yeah, they're like, oh, you're getting more. You should check on them. I'm like, oh, leave me alone, TikTok. Fuck off.
Wow. Okay, so welcome to the show. Going to be talking some WWE news, AEW news, hot topics and all that. And before we get into that, Tyler, how you doing?
Sweaty.
Sweaty, I know. Summer, smelly. Summer is here Southeast Texas, and it is humid.
I know a lot of people were like, hey, I'm ready for the summer because...
Fuck those people.
Well...
No. There's no defending it.
I could see it because
only for the old
people, kids who get out of school and they go on vacation together and stuff. But you know, here's my thing: there are certain places or a lot of places you shouldn't go during the summer. Like, take Disney World for instance, because it's packed and super hot. Because it's the same temperature or same weather
same
that
humidity,
we have,
yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah,
but
it does, and our water's brown.
Water's
you
brown.
Can't go to the beach and be like, oh, I'm just gonna go for a nice getaway. Yeah, brown water. Flesh-eating bacteria.
This tastes weird.
It tastes like poop. Salty poop.
Salty poop.
That's what it tastes like. Don't get in the water.
Yeah.
That's one thing I've refused to
go
do.
Go to the lake that's not connected to any big body of water.
With fish poop.
With fish poop.
It's look.
And gator.
Look, all right, let's be honest with each other.
Oh, God.
The whole world is covered in shit.
Yeah.
We're talking millions of years worth of it, so, you know... No
birds poop
no,
on me. We're swimming.
No fresh
in.
Water has been delivered to Earth. Okay, it's all recycled.
Yeah,
we're all drinking piss and shit. All right,
piss and shit.
That's what it is. So we have an immunity from that.
Yep.
That's why
I
if
feel
aliens,
better now.
That's why if aliens come here, they're gonna be like, "You guys are fucking gross, eating all your own recycled piss and shit," and then now you got microplastics in your body too. So
he called the shit poop.
He called the shit poop. So we're bouncing out of here. We're not sticking around this planet. Plus, they would die, you know, because they don't have the immunities like we do.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to a wrestling podcast, folks. So like you said, it's hot and sweaty out there, which if you're not from this area of the world, and maybe it's a little nicer where you are, be thankful. Because if you ever want to get a feel for what it's like to live in Southeast Texas or anywhere close to the Gulf of Mexico, just go to like a nearby gym or something that has a sauna, walk in there, and start doing your daily tasks while you're in there. You know, like lift things, walk around, you know, do whatever it is you would normally do on a normal day, and wonder after 10 minutes, why am I so sweaty?
I get pissed off if I'm outside and I have to do stuff, which requires me to do little, and then I'm sweating profusely.
Well, see, you're a boss now, so you can tell people to go do that.
Well, I'm talking about, like, home life stuff now, like work. I have to go out and do things, but, like, oh, I have to walk out here and go get this thing. Why am I sweating? This pisses me off. I'm not exercising. I'm not doing this. This is not causing me to sweat. Oh, this damn weather sucks.
Yes, it does.
And the crazy part also is at times during the summer, it is hot in the day. And when the sun goes down, it's still hot. Yes, it's still hot.
Because it's so humid.
Yep.
So imagine standing in the shade. There's a nice breeze, and you're like, oh, this feels nice. What a beautiful day. Here, it's you're standing in the shade, and you're still sweating because the humidity is so thick.
Thick.
It's thick. Like, with two C's, no K. Like, damn, he thick, boy. Like, that's how it is.
Yeah.
You know, you're basically just sitting in a sauna. There's it is not pleasurable. It is not enjoyable. It's miserable. And for whatever reason, people in this area are like, man, I wish it were warm. I wish it were hot again. Like no. During like November, I'm like, GFY, dude. Because, like, I would much rather, like, turn on the heater and put on a blanket than be covered in my own sweat just for standing in the garage for 5 minutes.
My wife likes this weather. She prefers this weather to the cold. And I was like, fuck that.
Well, I'm not going to say anything about your wife because, you know.
I'm
not afraid of her, but
What?
I'm not afraid of her. I'm not afraid of your wife. Are
you afraid of no ghost?
You may be. I'm not.
Yesterday, I'll say this because this is a wrestling podcast.
this is a wrestling podcast.
Got home. I wanted to do my exercising, but then I had to go get the kids, and then
those kiddos. I was
doing some other stuff, and we have like a water slide, and she's like, "Hey, you want to put that up?" And I was like, "No,
not particularly."
And she's like, go put it up. I'm like, damn it. So I had to go put that up. And
she
it
gave
was
you a choice.
Yard.
She gave you a chance to get the right answer, and you failed.
Like, there's only one answer, and it's yes. Thank you.
Yes, dear, of course.
So I had to put that up, and I was out there, and I was like, it's freaking hot. I was pissed off the whole time. I had to put a water hose in there, and there's like, because it was already out in the yard. I was like, there's like dead spiders and everything. Got to get all those insects out of there and stuff. And it was like, I don't even want to be out here doing this.
Welcome to that pool life.
That's why I don't want a damn pool. Well, it was a blow up. Pool thing. And
hey, I got an inflatable hot tub. Let me tell you about that.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, we have it in a screened in area with a cover, so we don't have to worry about too many bugs. But we do have to maintain it and keep it clean and all that. So I probably need to do that because I might hop in the hot tub tonight. I don't know. We'll see.
Hot tub time machine.
That's right. Get those lights going.
But how are you doing?
Man, let me tell you. So I don't know. First off, if anyone's still listening to this show. Second off, I started a new job about 3-4 weeks ago, somewhere around there. I don't know if you can hear my voice, but I am having vocal fatigue for sure because I'm doing about 100 phone calls a day.
It's crazy.
So if my voice is like dead by the end of the show, I apologize in advance. But I'm working through it. I want to put on a show for you guys and gals. He, she's, they's, and them's, all that. Happy
all
Pride
the
Month,
people.
By the way.
All the peoples.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride Month.
Know that you are loved in this world, and, you know, this is a safe space. So this is wrestling. You know, you can't watch wrestling and say it's not a little gay. A bunch of half-naked men walking around in their tighty-whities, you know, throwing each other around, trying to make the other submit. It's a little gay.
But it's good fun.
It's good fun. It's good fun. It's entertainment.
Yes, it's entertainment.
Nothing wrong with it.
Yep.
And if you are out there and you know, feel like you need someone to talk to about your feelings and all that, feel free to reach out to us anytime. We'll be happy to talk to you. You know, we're hetero, but we're allies for you guys and gals. So no hate here. Get that hate out of here.
Yep.
So yeah. So again, I apologize if my voice starts deteriorating before your very ears.
This is something wrestling. But I'm gonna say this before we get into topics.
Wrestling talk in a wrestling podcast.
Yes.
I don't believe that for a second.
I finally got something that I really wanted for a while.
Anal.
Thank you. That's it.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
Woohoo! No.
Did it hurt? Or, like, you know, did it just slide in you okay? Or, I'm kidding.
I'm tight.
Tight like a tiger.
Like, no. Finally got...
Sorry.
A main wrestling game for a portable device.
Mm.
Got WWE 2K24 for the Steam Deck.
Hey,
I've been wanting that shit for a while, and I'm throwing out AEW for
Fight
the
forever.
Switch because let's face it, AEW can't hold the game, at least can't hold a candle to WWE's game.
To be fair, first year for AEW,
yeah.
So maybe some tweaks and improvements.
Yeah, it's a different style anyway.
Yeah, if they decide to make another one, which, you know, I don't know if that would be wise because the first one
lost some money.
It didn't do too well for them. But if they try and make it another, give it another go, hopefully they'll take what they've learned and apply it towards the next one.
For sure.
Come out a little stronger next time. Best of luck, kid. Mm-hmm. So you have the Steam Deck, and now you finally have that wrestling game on the go that you'd been wanting for shit before the Switch was even announced.
Yeah, because you want something. Because
you
portable.
Had like a Game Boy or something, or a Nintendo DS or something. You're like, man, I wish I had a wrestling game that I could take.
And
with
they
me.
Had the WWE whatever year it was for the Switch, and it bombed and was very laggy.
Mm-hmm.
I have to adjust settings because the Steam Deck is basically a computer.
Yeah.
At times it lags, just a little bit when you're doing like 2-on-2 matches.
Hmm.
I mean, it'll go back to normal on certain things. One-on-ones, sometimes they'll lag, not much. I'm learning to adjust settings with Steam Deck because I'm more of like a regular console person who don't have to really adjust anything or basic settings, basically.
Yeah.
But with Steam Deck, there's so many settings. I'm like, what does this do? And what does this do? So I have to look online to adjust stuff. I'm like, I'm dumb. Please help me.
I just want it to not explode and function well.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I want. Most of the time for like games and stuff, I'll just keep it at factory settings because it's like, you know, you put it at factory settings for a reason. You know, obviously that's how it runs fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I'm still playing Helldivers, not as often as I would like to, but, like, I'm still playing it, and, like, I see people post, they're like, nah, dude, you gotta play it on this setting with this, you know, level, and all that. I'm like, ah, I'm okay. I'm comfortable where I am, and I'm having a fun time playing it.
Yeah.
So, and like I sent you, they had that, turn the planet into a black hole and all that, and people were thinking that's gonna bring the next wave of enemies out, so... Should be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Helldivers. but yeah, man. I'm glad you got your wish.
Finally.
It's what you had wanted for so long. And now
you also, by the way, and I said this before, because I played on Steam Deck and PS5. Every match in Universe, as CM Punk's there, he loses.
Good.
And I jump him, and I always beat his ass.
I wish they had career stats for the game that you're playing. So it's like who's got the best record and all that.
CM Punk has never won a match. Oh, he's injured.
Damn it. He only wins by disqualification. It's after he gets hit with a chair 47 times. The strangest thing.
Yeah.
Good thing you're not, like, petty.
Yeah, no. Not really.
Not a hater.
No.
Nothing.
Not ever. That. Yeah. But he won't win
you're
a match.
You're fair and...
Yeah, I'm fair.
You're a fair general manager.
He's just very brittle.
He is.
Yeah.
Brittle Phil.
Brittle Phil.
So, all right, let's go into some WWE news since we're on the topic. What do you think about the moves that NXT is making, teaming up with TNA?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
This
is, okay, before we really get into it, I'm going to say it. This is probably going to be one of the craziest years in wrestling. And I know I've said that in years past, because like when Samoa Joe and all of them started showing up in WWE, we're like, oh my God, this is like the craziest year.
Oh my gosh,
like,
yeah, for sure.
All these people are here. And you got to think, like, this year could possibly top that.
Really?
Yeah. And I say that because there are a lot of contracts that are ending.
Yeah.
A lot of people might be switching their brands.
For sure.
We're getting team-ups, as in WWE teaming up with TNA.
Which is also unheard of for them.
Yeah. AEW partnering up with New Japan, CMLL, and AAA. You've got... shit, I lost my train of thought. But basically just free agents, companies working together.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'd always wondered, like, why WWE never paired up with other companies.
It was a Vince thing. I'm number one. Why should I work with these people?
Yeah.
You know what
they
I mean?
They don't exist until they're
not on my level.
Door. They don't exist until they walk through the door. And then when they walk through the door, they're like, look at this big star that we've acquired. And that's one thing I've always found weird about WWE. And like, I know we talked about the toxic fan base, about, you know, oh, you're a WWE reject if you go somewhere else. And then they talk shit about, like, companies like AEW for giving these people jobs. But then when an AEW talent comes to WWE, they're like, oh, shit, like, yeah, this guy's incredible. He's amazing. It's like, which fucking one is it? Because when they were in AEW, you're not doing nothing but talking shit about them.
There's also opposite. There's so many of, like, when they get to WWE and they're, like, pushing them and stuff like that with Ethan Page, you know, Page thing.
Yeah.
They're like, who's this man? And they're like, you can see they're being very sarcastic and stuff. So there's both sides. Like, it just... I'm not gonna go over again, but it just sucks. Why can't we just be happy about this? Like, you know, hey, I don't like this guy, but I'm gonna give him a chance.
Yeah.
He's now in this promotion. Let's see what they're gonna do with him.
Exactly. And, like, you know, as I mentioned, there's a lot of contracts that have already or are soon to expire. And so, like, while a bunch of the names probably won't change hands or go anywhere, like, it's still a big deal that the fact, like, that WWE has let the contracts expire, AEW has let the contracts expire, and so, like, now it's kind of like a free-for-all. Where are they going to show up? It's sort of like Matt Hardy. He just randomly showed up in TNA. Is he with TNA? We don't know.
He won't come out and say. I'm thinking it's a short-term deal.
I think it's short-term until Jeff Hardy's contract with AEW expires.
And you think they can go back to WWE?
Probably. They'll probably go get inducted in the Hall of Fame. Have one
more.
This
should be their last run. I would try to, if I was Matt, I would try to work out a deal. Hey, use us until this point. We can go into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
This could be your last thing. But are they really going to give Jeff another chance?
And that's the thing. Like, dude, you guys, you have to realize that the Hardy Boys are a nostalgia act at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
They get the pop. They can't hit the ropes like they used to. They can't, you know, their age is declining.
Is Jeff hurt?
AEW's
not going to do anything with Jeff.
He was hurt. I think he's been cleared. And
he really hasn't done much in AEW.
No, he really didn't. He took a couple bad bumps and was hurt and then had that other
all these older
problems.
Guys realizing.
I mean, it's just one of those things where Father Time beats us all.
Yeah.
You know,
Look at Hedge.
Yeah, you're not going to be what you once were.
Yeah.
You'll never be back up to that level. And so
you gotta think smart when you're doing certain things. Like, I don't think Christian's been hurt in AEW. Or maybe he has. I don't really remember. But he's been doing pretty well.
Christian's done an amazing job.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Adam Copeland just got this bad situation that just happened to him.
Yeah.
But he jumped and landed wrong. It looked weird. He looked like he just, like, I'm gonna jump from something tall and land on my feet. That's what it looked like.
Well, to me, and I think he even mentioned it, he got to the top and didn't know what he was going to do. Like, he was like, he knew he wanted to jump from it, but he didn't know what move he wanted to do. And so he was like, shit, I guess I'll do an elbow drop. And, like,
it didn't look like elbow. It looked like you went down.
It looked like he basically just wanted to jump off.
Yeah.
And not onto it.
Yeah.
Malachi. But so some of the upcoming contracts or people that have either hit the free agency or are soon to.
Hit me with it.
Becky Lynch, yeah. Which, let's be honest, she's probably going to stay with
AEW. She's going to take a break and then go back to WWE. She's not going anywhere else.
There's Dijak in NXT.
Well, I thought he got moved to the main roster from NXT.
I don't know.
I swear.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But I think supposedly NXT wants to keep him. There's Chad Gable. And Chad Gable's an interesting one. His contract has already expired, and he has the Intercontinental title match coming up. So this could go one of two ways.
Wait, I'm sorry, because I fell off. When did he win the title?
He didn't win it. He's got a championship match against
Sami Zayn. Oh, I thought you said that he has it.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, he has a title match
with
Sami Zayn at Clash of the Castle, and he's working currently as a free agent. So the rumor mill is that a lot of people backstage at AEW want Tony Khan to pursue him, and there's also rumored that WWE is making a pretty good offer to him and saying, hey, man, we might give you the IC title if you stay with us.
And give him more money.
Give him a little bit, you know, sweeten the pot a little bit, something along that line. And that's another reason, folks, why having competition is good.
Yes.
It works in the benefit of the wrestler. It gets them more money. You know,
if their family. Yep.
If they don't have anywhere to go, they don't make any dough.
Oh, you're just a WWE reject. You can't come to TNA. You can't come to AEW.
That's right. You know, they could be bidding for Chad Gable, and, you know, I guess it'll determine what they have in plans for him, but apparently both sides are interested. One of the contracts that have already expired is Arn Anderson, who I heard the rumor that he's going to be WWE bound and will pick up his spot as manager for Cody.
Which, that'd be cool.
Yeah, I'm going to get the Glock out again.
Yeah.
Man, reuse AEW gimmicks. Jeez. Freaking copycats. No. Jake Hager, formerly Jack Swagger. Dude, what was that smell?
That smell. Sorry.
I
don't even think he's going to go to WWE. I think he's probably going to do whatever.
I wouldn't be surprised if he turns up like New Japan or maybe Impact, something like that. Like, I don't.
It's crazy to see. I know people fall out and they leave and stuff, but it's crazy to see what held AEW together at the beginning, and now, like, some of those groups are split up or not there anymore. And,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man. I know you got to progress.
Yeah, you have to evolve.
Like that, but there's pros and cons with AEW, and there's certain things I don't understand what Tony Khan does. But on certain things, like, why'd you do this, Tony? Yeah. Why'd you do that?
Mark Henry's already left AEW.
He showed up in MLW.
Yeah.
With Teddy Long.
He's kind of working on his own thing now. As we mentioned, Jeff Hardy, which probably be back to WWE if they allow him, which, again, nostalgia pop, put him in the Hall of Fame, call it a career. See, Natalya is one that's very interesting. Her contract is coming up, and, you know, she's been in WWE for so long. There's really, aside from, like, main eventing WrestleMania or winning a Royal Rumble or Money in the Bank, there's not really much else for her to do.
Well,
She's been there for so long.
I see her as a lifer, but I saw Dolph as a lifer.
Yes. And one of the things that I read really put things in perspective as to why Natalya might actually leave and why she might actually leave for AEW.
Okay.
Because there's a certain tournament that's about to start with the name Heart on it. And what more fitting way to make your debut in AEW than to enter the Owen Hart tournament?
If she does, you think she can go by, like, Natalya Hart or something, or Natalya?
I mean, that's her name, Natty Neidhart, you know? I don't know if Neidhart is her actual real last name, but, you know, Natty, Natalya, something along those lines, I'm sure they could. They probably have to, cause, I mean, unless WWE owns the rights to her name, like they do with John Cena, then...
Yeah, do I really want her in AEW?
I mean, she would be a good hand to have backstage.
There's so many people in that damn company.
There are. I mean, their roster is so bloated.
Tony just wants to hire everyone, and then new people come, and he pushes old fresh people to the toys. Side.
Yep.
So, I mean, I see the frustration.
Yeah. But I mean, look at Saraya, you know? Like, she finally got to be on Dynamite again for the first time in months.
Is she frustrated? Heard something about it?
I don't know. I haven't seen. I think it would be a good setup for a future match between her and Mercedes, because Mercedes is the one who put her on the shelf accidentally all those years ago, if you remember that house show. So you at least have that story built in. Like, okay, you're going to sit here and complain about being gone for a year? You took 6 years of my life from this business. You know, like, that that right there is fuel enough for a feud. And then you could have Natalya in there, mix up with them as well. Man, I really want to see Britt Baker back.
So she's still hurt?
She was, she was hurt, and she was basically reading the comment sections saying we're tired of Britt Baker. So she's like, okay, I'm going to step away. Make them miss me, basically.
I get it, but you can't listen to all these. I know you have to listen to the fans, and I get it. You want to feel that positivity, but you, there's so much toxicity. Sometimes you have to ignore that shit.
Yeah. So hopefully she comes back soon, because I do miss having Britt Baker there. I felt
to me,
like
she was like the number one in the
she was
division.
The pillar of the of the women's division.
Because you want to see Mercedes Moné versus Britt Baker.
Yeah. Have them mix it up.
Where the hell's Miro?
So he might just be writing out the rest of his contract. I don't think he's, to be honest, I don't think he's coming back. I feel like he, and this is the tough thing that we've talked about ad nauseum, about how there's only so many spots on the show. There's only so many titles that people can hold. You know, you can't have everyone be a champion. As many titles as Tony Khan has to make, unfortunately, not everyone gets a gold star.
Or you'll get a turn eventually.
Yeah. If you bide your time, you put in the work, you show what you're capable of doing, then, you know, your time can come. At least you'd like to believe. Maybe that's not the case for everyone, but that's what we're going with. Miro, from what I read, what I heard online, is he wanted to be presented as a star, and he didn't want to lose. Now, to some degree, I get it, you know. Yeah, you want to be built as this unstoppable force, so you get the TNT title. They did a good job, good run with that. But eventually,
you gotta lose it,
right? So, okay, what do you do next? Got to come up with something else. So apparently, the thing was, you know, Tony Khan wanted to feud with somebody, and he said, "Well, am I gonna win?" He said, "No."
It was the Hangman, I think. Or something like that.
And he's like, "Well, I'm not doing it."
Okay.
So it's like, okay, well, until you change your attitude, just sit on the sidelines and
go back to WWE and try that shit.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, I get that you were underutilized in WWE. AEW came along, it offered you a position, it gave you work, which is good. Gave you a chance to kind of change things up, develop your own character, come up with who you wanted to be. Things, again, not always, the stars don't always align. Mm-hmm. I'm a walking testament of that. You know, like, you work so hard to get to this point, and then you have the rug swept from underneath you, you know? And then all of a sudden you're like, well, shit, well, now what do I do? Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. I completely understand. But in the end, you still have to put in the work and prove, like, okay, you dropped the ball on me before. Let me show you why you shouldn't do it again.
Yeah.
You know, like, give me another shot. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play, kind of thing.
Because, okay, Triple H is not Vince.
No, he's not.
But, I mean, I don't know the whole thing with the freedom. If they have,
I think there's a little more leeway.
A little more leeway, but it's not, like, complete freedom like this. So, if you want to be a big boy and you want to make demands and stuff and you want to sit out, try that shit in WWE.
Yeah.
Like, I think they're finally about to do something with Andrade, maybe. But I don't know. Dude, he came back and was on that weird speed show.
Yeah.
Okay, look, I think he wanted to go back maybe because his wife works for WWE or whatever, and Vince is gone. Yeah. So, okay. But you're still not in the main event. You're on like a B show. So, come on.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, not everyone's going to get to be at the top.
Yep.
You know, there were plenty of guys in the 80s who didn't get to go be the top dog. There were plenty of guys in the 90s, the early 2000s is like, damn, I wish that guy would have won the title. But unfortunately, it just doesn't work out. And, it, you know, in this day and age, there's only so many championships. Yep. And you thinking that you're just going to waltz back into AEW or waltz back into WWE, and you're not like, if you were not a top draw before you went and you didn't do something to revitalize your character, like Cody Rhodes did, Matt Cardona did, you are not going to walk and into Miro a new will building. Not.
He'll probably be in a program.
He'll be in a few programs, and then he'll be in a tag team with someone random.
Yep.
You know, or he won't be on the show at all. It'll be the exact same thing. Like,
Now you're going to bitch and stuff to Triple H? Oh.
Like, you can slap on your Rusev Day shirt again.
Yep. We'll do that
sell
again.
Sell that merch, whatever you got to do. Make a little extra side money.
Yeah.
But things are going to be the same. They know where their stories are going. And it's like, okay, well, now we got to bring this guy in. We got to give him a match to keep him hot for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But eventually, it's going to fade because they got to come up with something else. Like, sorry, dude. Like, it wasn't in the cards. Like, I loved the presentation they had of Miro.
Oh, man, me too, man. I was so excited that he went to AEW. I was like, oh, man, he's out somewhere else now. Yeah. And like,
I loved the Redeemer part.
Oh, my gosh, that was so good.
Once they brought in Lana / CJ Perry, whatever you want to call her, I was kind of like, okay, they're running out of ideas, and, you know, they're relying on what worked in WWE, you know. And then they went right back to what wasn't working in WWE and having the whole clash with Miro and CJ.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not what fans wanted to see.
No.
But that's what y'all are going with. And it's like, why are y'all doing the same angle? And now they've split up. So it's like, okay, maybe there was, you know, maybe they just wanted to do that as a way to, like, have fans be like, well, they were going with these angles. Maybe it was happening backstage or something. I don't know.
But he'll go back to WWE, and then he'll be in some programs and then just do whatever.
Maybe. If he decides to go back, yeah.
Yeah.
But
who else's contract?
Ricochet. And a lot of people have been saying, like, Ricochet would do great in AEW. But again, I think it would be the same thing. He would have some amazing matches. I don't think he would be one of the top guys, though.
Yeah, he's never like the top guy.
Yeah.
I mean, unless somehow, some way, AEW would push him. Because look at Will Ospreay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he's taller than
Will Ospreay changed how he approaches his matches. He's no longer just all spots. Like, now he switched things up a little bit because a couple wrestlers came up to him, like some of the older wrestlers, like, hey, man, look, it's great that you can do all these things, but you need more psychology. You need to tell the stories behind it. You know, you need to get the audience to pay attention as to why you're doing these things. And he actually listened, changed his character up. I don't feel that with Ricochet.
Yeah.
You know, he can go out there and have an absolute banger of a match. Like, there's no denying that. He is an amazing athlete. He is insanely talented, but can he tell the story? Can he, you know, grasp the audience the same way? In his time in WWE, has he changed who he is from who he was in the indies? Or is he still the same Ricochet? You know, a prime example, and this will probably get some fans heated, Chris Jericho. This man has reinvented himself
Over and over,
banger after banger, as Sheamus would say, banger after banger after banger after banger. You know, that's another reason why Sheamus isn't a top guy right now. He went back to what fans liked before.
That dad bod Chris Jericho guy? Oh, that guy who's annoying? Are you talking about that man?
Sheamus?
No, I'm talking about Chris Jericho.
Oh, yeah.
I'm being an online fan.
But yeah, like, Chris Jericho took a piece of paper, wrote some names down, and found a way to get it over.
Oh my gosh, that little thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, light up jacket, just something to change his character up. Cut his hair to look like Bon Jovi, you know? Yep. Like, you know, the it's the little things that when you come back, you're not the same person you were before. You're not who you were the last time we saw you. and Jericho has somehow done it again with this fucking learning tree, which at first was like, what the fuck is going on here?
He's shouting.
And now it's just, it's fucking hysterical to me. Yeah. And the fact that they've added Big Bill and Brian Keith makes it. Like, Brian Keith, like, being the serious one of the group.
Yeah.
And, like, but still also not serious.
Yeah.
Like, the whole line about, you know, you need to raise your baby to respect Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Like, it's hilarious.
Also, side note, I am, like, I love that Jericho, because I think Jericho picks who he wants to work with and all stuff, that he picked Brian Keith.
I'm so happy for Brian Keith, too.
I'm going to be honest with you. AEW gets these wrestlers, and they may have, like, a 15 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm. Action Andretti.
Action Andretti with a program with Jericho. He was against him, and then he's doing whatever. Brian Keith is with Jericho.
He's getting TV time with Christian.
Because, what's it called? Bryan Danielson even talked about him in a scrum. And
well, he had been scouting him, yeah.
Yeah, probably saying that, putting that in Tony Khan's ear. So, I want the stars to align for this man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, this is also will help him with this Chris Jericho stuff if they do it good.
Yeah.
But also, in the future, I want him to be, like, a good player, too. You know?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, you have to be willing to make a little bit of a change. You know, it's great that people know who you are,
mm-hmm.
but show them who you can be, kind of thing, you know? Like, if Natalya comes to AEW, I don't want her to be the same Natalya that she is in WWE. I want her to change.
Sorry.
You know?
Well, look at, and it took for him to go into Indies, Matt Cardona, when he went to AEW the first time, I was like, man, he's just Zack Ryder.
Yeah, exactly.
Doing that stuff.
And then he bet on himself. Yep. He changed his gimmick.
I'm glad AEW did not sign him.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have found himself at
all. It just floated around, and man, you know, maybe this isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you look at Jeff Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't really changed much, except for the Willow gimmick and TNA, you know.
Delete.
But he's still,
Brother Nero.
He still comes out and is Jeff Hardy, dances the same song. All that, no more words and all that. Matt Hardy changed his career with the whole broken Matt Hardy gimmick. But that was in TNA. And what did he do in WWE? Brought that with him. What did he do in AEW? Brought that with him because he was like, okay, it's catching on. But the magic was gone by then.
Well, yes.
And plus the pandemic.
Yeah, so plus the pandemic. I mean, it was gold in TNA.
Yeah.
It really was. And I still think it can be gold on certain things. Tony Khan hated it.
Yeah,
that's why it got dropped, and plus pandemic stuff. But Tony Khan, they said in interviews, Tony Khan can't stand that gimmick. I'm like, really? Vince McMahon didn't know what to do with it.
No, he didn't. He didn't get it.
He didn't get it. So he's back in TNA where it was awesome.
Where the big boys play.
The big boys play. TNA was making big moves. Sorry, I just jumped to another subject. I'm going to say this real quick. Was making big moves, and then top executives are getting fired.
Yeah.
So I don't know what TNA is going to do, even though they still have the hookup with WWE, though.
Big Papa Pump?
In a certain sense.
Big Papa Pump's your hookup.
I think at some point in time, WWE is going to make a play for Jordynne Grace.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if she wins the NXT title.
That would be fucking nuts.
That would be nuts.
You're the women's champion. Like, okay, we're sharing you for a while.
Yeah. Imagine going back.
That's unheard of, though.
Imagine going back 10 years ago, finding ourselves, and be like, hey, just so you know, TNA and NXT are going to have a matchup together. Like, they're going to be teaming up. And the women's champions are going to be facing each other. Like, you wouldn't, no way.
Takes her no level. The TNA Women's Champion won the NXT Champion. Like, what the fuck? WWE doesn't do that. If that happens, I would really be shocked if that happens.
Mm-hmm. It'd be nuts.
Yeah.
Like, imagine thinking, like, 5-10 years ago, walk back and be like, hey, TNA and WWE are working together.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, no, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, no way. That's not happening.
Vince
would never allow it. Like, Vince isn't there anymore.
Oh, yeah, Vince
would,
yeah.
Oh,
what?
Did he die?
What happened to him? No.
No, he didn't die. He's being sued.
Yeah, he's being sued. He did something bad to a lady and
forgot to pay up.
Yeah. God. Can you imagine if... Oh, okay, Dave Meltzer has claimed with his sources that there's going to be more promotion with TNA in NXT. Like, good. In the sense of there may be a place and time where some NXT stars are mm-hmm. on TNA programming. Hmm. Like, cool, I believe when I see it, though, because it's only just the one thing.
For now. It's a work in progress, you know, see how it works with the crowd, and clearly it's a positive with Jordan Grace.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so, you know, maybe one day on NXT someone will say his name and he will appear. Do you believe in Joe Henry?
Okay, I got to tell you something funny about that. I've got my daughter hooked on that song.
Yeah?
Yeah, she'll sing that all the time now.
Nice.
So can we hear and listen to the Joe Henry song? Yes, let's do it.
Absolutely. You are my daughter.
No, we were coming back from daycare yesterday. It's like, hey, can we play Joe Henry and like roll down the windows and jam? I was like, let's do it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Parenting done right.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Well, she's a little hard-headed. Sometimes certain things won't stick. She just happened to like the song, so I'm like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Strike while the iron is hot. Like, hey, you know this wrestler? That's his theme. He comes out to that, so you should root for him.
Yeah.
Let's watch to see if he comes out this week. Oh, he didn't come out this week. Let's watch next week to see if he comes out. It's like, Dad, we're watching AEW. Yeah, I know, but he could come out.
He could come out. You never know.
It could be any moment.
Well, everybody works with everybody.
This could be it.
Yep.
But, supposedly Vince McMahon is reportedly even barred from WWE headquarters because of this legal battle that's going on. Like, he can't even walk into the building and use the use the gym that he designed for him.
Hell yeah, fuck that man.
Fuck that old man.
Use the gym at your house, dumbass. Like, stay away from us. You are fucking toxic.
A little
old
bit.
Man.
Toxic old man. So.
I'm glad that you're not part of WWE because you... We're sinking it. Well, maybe not profit-wise, but like creative-wise.
Driving the fans nuts.
You were driving the fans nuts, even the wrestlers.
Knucking futs.
Yep. And I fucking blame you for what you did to Muhammad Hassan.
Yeah.
And if you don't know who that is, look it up. Look up the story. It wasn't that man's fault he had that gimmick.
Yep.
And then he got released because it was Vince and the writer's fault. Fuck you.
So anyways, we talked about Andrade, talked about the team up, Jordan Grace appearing.
The other person. In NXT.
All Ethan Ego. Page. Yeah, All Ego Ethan Page. We kind of talked about that a little bit at the start, but yeah, Ethan Page now in NXT.
Funny story. So the people from Busted Open interviewed Jordan Grace,
mm-hmm.
and what's so funny, she didn't know at first that he was going to debut, but they were at the same hotel, and they didn't know until they went to the gym, and Ethan Page was like, what are you doing here? He's like, please don't ruin this for me. She goes, I'm actually debuting tonight, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. But yeah, Ethan Page now a part of NXT.
Which is cool. Yeah. You know, like
hopefully he's used right and
gets
a chance to shine.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. I don't think he's gonna win the NXT championship. But you know what? You know, not everyone can what's that from?
Oh, this is from the Royal Caribbean cruise that I went on. I didn't earn this, by the way, I found it. So I consider it my lost and found championship.
Hell yeah.
Because they give these out for like the belly flop contest, you know, and stuff. Yeah. And the blue ribbon is a first place.
Oh, thing. Hell yeah. First place, dude.
Yeah, so a first
you
place.
You are a winner, dude.
First place lost and found champion, Royal Caribbean.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
It's stolen valor. But, like, it was on a chair where my wife and I were enjoying an ice cream cone. And I was like, oh, man. Like, so we held on to it for a second just in case someone came back, and they never did. So I was like, should I take this? Well, I was like, I dare you to. I was like, okay. I
mean,
like, I'm asking you, should I take this? Like, if you think I should, then I'm definitely going to.
It's mine now.
It's mine now. I won. I won that.
Going back to certain people going to NXT, there's one that I'm slightly disappointed with. He's there and he's doing little things right now. I don't know what the payoff is, but Sean Spears.
Yeah.
In NXT.
Oh yeah. I completely forgot he was there.
He did something with Ridge Holland, which to me, it wasn't that great. And then now he's doing something with, oh my God, I forgot his name. I like him. I forgot. He was part of Schism.
Guess you don't like him too much.
Shit, I forgot his name. He may be part of the Wyatt
Joe
six.
Gacy?
Yeah, Joe Gacy.
How do I know that? I don't watch NXT. Come
Joe
on,
Gacy.
Come on, Adrian.
Joe Gacy. But I have no clue, and I don't know if that thing fizzled out or whatever. But I'm
fizzled.
So I don't know what they're gonna do. I mean, if they're gonna do more, we'll see. But I don't know who else is gonna show up when their contracts are up, and then who's gonna be, you know, who's gonna go to WWE?
Who's going to
TNA?
Where, man? This is gonna be it's gonna be a crazy year because not only are these companies working together, but now you have a whole bunch of people possibly entering free agency. So we could see a lot of changes here. Not to mention that AEW still has a chance to land a new TV deal, possible streaming and all that. So, this has potential of being a really big year for wrestling.
You know what we're getting close to with AEW? Bryan Danielson not retiring, but not being a full-fledged wrestler.
And he addressed that on Dynamite this past week. He said he wants to enter the Owen Hart tournament and go for the big one. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah, let him win it.
I'd be all right.
Let him go out with that. You know what I mean?
I'd be fine with that.
You know, it's awesome that he's had... I know there's one that he's disappointed with a match because he got hurt, but he's had 3 or 4 matches with Okada already.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone wants that match with Okada.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you go back and watch the matches that he had, and it's just... It's fucking insane.
Banger after banger after banger. Like, this man is like... I don't care what anyone says. He is the best wrestler.
Yeah.
I would say ever.
He's one of the few wrestlers that if you need someone else to look good, you put him across the ring from Bryan Danielson.
Oh, yeah. Look at Satnam Singh.
Yeah.
Great Khali.
Yeah.
Those guys can't wrestle with the shit. And he's made it look good.
Yeah. Someone who we won't be seeing changing sides from WWE to AEW, Gabe Stevenson.
Did you see what...
He's at the NFL now with the Buffalo
Trevor
Bills.
Lee, the dude... What was his name in NXT? He was the country dude who won a lot of money and had $1 million belt, whatever. Mm-hmm. Someone was asking a question. He chimed in on Twitter saying, oh, well, he may make everyone... Okay, I can't say it word for word, but basically just saying that Stevenson was lazy and he relied off of other people and stuff. Mm-hmm. Dude, I knew this shit was going to happen. They kept, years ago, they kept promoting this man. Yep. Oh, they put him on Monday Night Raw when he didn't do shit.
Yeah.
And they're waiting for him to, get done with amateur wrestling.
Yeah.
That motherfucker did it for years. He kept on going back and forth and back and forth.
Yep.
He didn't know what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. If you want to do amateur wrestling, stay in amateur wrestling.
Yeah.
Don't do professional wrestling.
Right.
His brother's actually in NXT.
Hmm.
Sean Kemp.
That's cool.
But I'm and then he did some wrestling in NXT, and people were booing him. We don't want you here, man. You're not the next Kurt Angle.
You haven't done anything. Yeah, so why are you being built up this huge, huge guy?
You're not the next Kurt Angle. You're not the next Brock Lesnar. Get the fuck out of here.
Yep. The teases for the Uncle Howdy and the Wyatt Six are still going on.
Yeah.
When do you think that'll finally debut? I'm thinking probably SummerSlam.
Summerfest?
Summerfest, yes. With Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
All right. Over in AEW news, just to catch up, Mercedes Moné won the TBS championship. Do you think she needs a manager? Someone to speak for her?
She probably doesn't think so, but it would help her.
Honestly, that's... For me, I always want to put her on mute when she talks because there's no conviction behind what she says. Cool. Come out and do the little dance, show your little jewelry and all that shit.
Oh.
But that's one of the things that pisses me off the most about her. Okay. She's not earning the CEO chance. When you're coming out with it in your theme music, fuck that. Mm-hmm. You know? Okay. Hypocritical moment here. Cody Rhodes comes out and has the whoa-oh or whatever, the big whoa. That caught on. But, you know, he didn't come out and it was come on, everyone, whoa with me or anything.
Oh,
you know?
Well, having the people laughing tells me when I should laugh.
Yeah.
It's so always sunny.
The fact that they've got the CEO chant in the song, like that, it drives me nuts. It doesn't feel earned. It feels just forced. And
I'm not going to say it.
And the second that she starts talking, I just...
Nails on chalkboard?
It's terrible.
Oh, yeah, no. Her she's conviction. Not, she's not good at all.
Her conviction is awful. And if you think that what she says has any value, then you are messing with the wrong CEO.
Whoa, that was great. I like that.
I just cut a promo. Like, come on, man. Like, you
talk
don't
better.
You don't have to yell. You go out there... Learn from Paul Heyman. Enunciate your words. Draw them in. Mm-hmm. Don't, like...
Well, she didn't learn from Paul Heyman then.
She did not. But it's like... It's very painful to listen to. Like, she needs someone to speak for her. So, like, when I saw that Chris Statlander and...
Trent.
No, not Trent. Who's the guy?
Oh, Stokely.
Stokely. When I saw them turn on Willow, I'm like... That would make perfect sense for Stokely to team up with Mercedes. Like, I honestly thought, like, their match, Stokely was going to be the one to turn and join up with Mercedes to help her get the title, and he was going to be her mouthpiece. Mm-hmm. Like, I that's a match made in heaven for me, because he can talk, she can wrestle. Yeah, you know,
with
I feel
their
like...
powers combined.
With their powers combined, they have a megastar on their hands. Yep. Although I do have a critique on Mercedes Moné. Because during her match with Willow for the TBS title, she just completely forgot that she was selling an injury at one point. She took a knee breaker to the apron of the ring, and ever since that moment, for the remainder of the match, she was doing knee offense. She was getting kicked in the knee, wouldn't sell it. She was lifting Willow on her shoulders and would not sell the knee injury. Like, she just completely forgot, I guess, that, oh, shit, maybe my knee's banged up.
Oh, I'm supposed to do this.
Yeah. So, other than that, she had a good match with Willow. I thought it was a breakout performance for Willow, and the crowd seems to have taken to Willow for that, which is good.
Can Willow Nightingale fight Willow the Wisp?
Possible. Intergender matches could be coming back.
And the referee can be Willow Smith. I whip my hair back and forth. My hair
yeah, I'm going to say
forth.
No on that.
Okay, sorry.
That's a pass for me. But I think Mercedes, that was a must-win situation for her in that match, because it's her first match in over a year, her first match in AEW, you know, big-time match for her. She's got to win it, right? But I feel like she needs a manager. I feel like someone needs to talk
Stokely.
For her. Stokely, I think, would have been the best choice for it. I understand that he's helping Statlander, which that's fine.
Well, you want...
You want someone who can wrestle, who needs a mouthpiece. That is a perfect fit.
What about someone who is very smart? Smart Mark Sterling.
I mean, what's a CEO without legal counsel?
Yep.
You know, that would be a fine fit.
That's Smart Mark.
Yeah. I feel like that would work as well. I feel like Stokely would be a little bit better, but Smart Mark, yeah, that's a good one. Because we haven't seen Sterling in a while.
No, he's with ROH doing stuff with the premier athletes.
Okay.
Which is Josh Woods, Daivari, the younger brother Daivari, and Tony's niece.
Tony's niece.
I'm going to say it like that all the time. Hey, look, there's Tony's niece.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on best friends being no more?
Is Chuck really hurt? Like, he's done.
That could be legit. Like, he could be done with wrestling.
That gets total. Me. Because, I mean, I've always liked Chuck.
Yeah.
He's
a Kentucky gentleman.
Yeah, for sure. And then now Trent's fighting Orange. And Statlander's against Orange, too.
Everyone's
Orange
against
didn't turn.
Orange.
It was so weird. Dude, I'm going to be honest. It was weird how they did the storyline.
Yeah.
Because it was like Trent turn. And then it looked like Orange was going to turn with the whole...
Don Callis
family, and then that didn't happen, and then Trent was fighting. Is Trent part of the Don Callis family?
I think so. I mean, he's running with them now.
Okay.
Coming out with them.
I don't know. Like, AEW does weird stuff sometimes I don't understand. They like to do a lot of heel versus heel stuff and face versus face.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm like, okay. And then this person, like, they do this heel versus heel, but this person's working like a tweener. And like, the storyline's weird. They just want matches for matches. And I get it sometimes, but sometimes it throws me off.
First time evers.
Yeah, no.
That's just what you wanted, A-Bear.
Yes, yes. But I found out I evolved on certain things, which like, I.
You want second time evers and third times?
No, not that. But what I mean is.
Oh, shit.
As much as I like wrestling matches, I like stories to go along with it.
Yeah.
Because I thought it would just like, give me just wrestling, give me just wrestling. And I found out I need both.
Yeah. There has to be a fine balance.
Yeah.
And that's something that AEW does need to work on, which they're starting to get with the learning tree, with the Elite running the show.
Yeah.
You know, so now it's sort of like, okay, there's a storyline within what's happening in the show.
Where's Hangman?
Man, I don't know. He didn't they say he was like suspended or something?
Yeah, but I wonder what he's doing. Like,
oh, I don't
know. Not storyline.
Probably being a dad. I don't know. Yeah.
And then Kenny is still with the surgery. And
Kenny may or may not be back.
That stinks.
Yeah.
But you know what? You can only go.
Especially since you've got Ospreay and Okada in AEW. It's like, ah!
Like, in my opinion, the two best wrestlers ever. In my opinion. Well, I mean, Okada's up there. But Kenny Omega. I mean, well, Danielson's number one.
You've got, like.
Kenny Omega's two.
Yeah. You've got, like, the best wrestlers in the world on your roster.
Yeah.
You've got Danielson, Omega, Okada, Ospreay. You know,
you could put Young Bucks in there. You could put FTR.
Yeah.
As like
your tag team divisions.
These are the two best tag teams.
Yeah.
You know,
two of the best tag teams in the world today. Like,
they had the Briscoes.
Yeah.
I mean, you have someone like Claudio.
Mm-hmm.
You can make cases for Claudio. Chris Jericho, in a sense.
Yeah.
You know, like, you have all these people who have like.
I still to this day say AEW would not survive without if had Chris Jericho not joined.
Yep. Dude.
Because he gave legitimacy to them.
Imagine how AEW would have gone south automatically if they would have got Punk instead of Jericho.
Yeah.
It would have tanked quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because that motherfucker.
Yeah. And where's Punk been? Like,
oh, he's still...
Well, I know, like, he's still recovering, but, like, he hasn't been on TV in the last week
or
two.
This is going to sound mean because I'm not petty.
I know, you don't care that he's not on. Yeah, I don't care.
But I'm not petty or anything.
I feel like he's going to cost Drew the title.
I feel like this motherfucker's going to get hurt again.
Oh, I'm
being serious.
Yeah.
I really think so. He keeps getting hurt over and over and over. And don't get me wrong, accidents happen, but man, he's had a lot since he got back with AEW and WWE.
Yeah, since he's returned. He's had three major injuries. So, someone else who's returned from injury, MJF. What do you think about that?
I'm happy. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, when is it going to happen? Just make the move to WWE, MJF. You know what's going to happen.
Not going to happen now. Looks like
he has that tattoo. He has this. I'm like, are you really not going to go? When are you going to go, man? You tell me you're not. You don't want to taste the.
Not for a while, at least.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it could be one of those things where maybe he realized, okay, they already, like, they're comparing me to The Miz. What are they doing with Miz right now? They're comparing me with this guy. What is this guy doing right now? You know, and it's one of those where it's like, would I be as big as Cody? Would I be treated as big as Cody if I walked in that door?
No.
Because with Cody, he has the family lineage. He reinvented himself. He wanted to come back to WWE. You know, he wanted to finish that story. So, like, there was things building him up. With MJF, he's created himself, you know, and in AEW, he got a chance to show who he was. Does he feel like he would be given that same opportunity? Probably not. Like, he'd probably essentially have to start over.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have no doubt that he could work his way back up, but it would take a while. So, maybe stay more in AEW, be the big fish there, and then when this new contract runs out.
You may go to WWE and, you know, try to, like, main event a Fortnite extravaganza, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like Punk might do one year.
Yeah. You know what?
If the grass is so much greener.
Nobody hates Jungle Boy. If you hate Jungle Boy, you're most likely the problem.
Just throwing words, A-Bear. Just throwing those words. Anyway, that's
slanging it. I'm slanging it.
Slang them words. That's all I got for wrestling. Oh my God, how's my voice still holding up? I don't know.
It's still doing pretty good. You're still doing pretty good.
I'm there.
I'm hitting it. We're trying to think of anything else. I'm
struggling. We've covered quite a bit this episode. This has been a good episode.
Good, good.
Good, good. A lot of crap growing up that tree.
No, I think that's it.
How's my boy John Dynamite doing?
I haven't made him on the Steam Deck version, but on I made him finally for the PS5 version. He's doing good.
Good. He's working his way up to becoming champ.
Yep.
That one last run for John Dynamite?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm taking names and... Wait, no. Kicking, wait, taking names and kicking. No, oh my gosh, I was trying to do the whole Guardians of the Galaxy, the opposite thing, but I messed it up. Take names and oh my god, take ass and kick names. God damn it!
There you go.
God damn it! I'm stupid.
You're not stupid. Just got a little tongue tied there.
I need to go to sleep.
I'm right there with you. I could go for a nap. So with that being said, let's go ahead and wrap up this show because SmackDown comes on in an hour. As we record this Friday, June 7th. I forgot to say that at the beginning of the show. So if you have any questions, feel free to leave it on our Facebook page or Wrestling News WNS Podcast. You can check us out on WrestlingNews.com, WrestlingNews.com on Facebook, subscribe to our show on iTunes, Wrestling News Podcast, all that good stuff.
We're on Amazon Music. Are we on Amazon Music? And Spotify, just search Wrestling News Source Podcast. We're on the internet.
Stitcher is no more.
The interwebs.
So for the podcast crew, I am Dino here.
I'm Tyler Abear.
And you'll have a wonderful rest of your week. Have a great week. We'll see you all in the next one.